in the limelight. Western politicians are perception managers, puppets, deep state stooges. They bow to diktats from largely unelected politicians. They're hollow, straw figures who sell out their countries and those whom they proclaim to represent with a whim. They have failed to stand on guard for thee. They project progressive perceptions as they support Al-Qaeda, Daesh, and the conduct of war crimes under a fake humanitarian mandate. This is what President Bashar Assad of Syria said, according to journalist Mark Taliano, in a recent interview in Damascus, Syria, with the media. Stay with us for excerpts of Mark Taliano's talks with Syrian President Bashar Assad. The piece is titled, President Assad Tells the Truth Regarding Daesh al-Baghdadi. Stay with us. So, it is refreshing when a political figure tells the truth and takes a bold stance against the international cancer that is destroying international law, nation-state sovereignty, and humanity itself, with its war lies and its international terrorism. President Bashar Assad of Syria tells the truth for all who care to listen. In an interview with Al-Syria and Al-Akhbariya television, he discussed a number of important issues. In reference to the recently reported killing by U.S. Special Forces of Daesh ringleader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Hollywood-inspired narrative, he succinctly notes, "This is part of the tricks played by the Americans. That is why we should not believe everything they say unless they come up with evidence. American politicians are actually guilty until proven innocent. Not the other way round." Very true indeed. President Bashar Assad might have added that the evidence must be from non-partisan sources and certainly not from Western terrorist-embedded sources. When questioned about the Russian-Turkish agreement, President Assad immediately iterated another important but neglected truth. Russian principles, he notes, have been clear throughout this war and even before the Russian base that started supporting the Syrian army in 2015. These principles are based on international law, Syrian sovereignty, and Syria's territorial integrity. Russian principles present a stark contrast to the unprincipled Western rogue coalition, led by Washington and its NATO allies, that daily commits supreme international war crimes in its regime change war against Syria and the Syrian people. Whereas most Westerners refuse the truth and thus share responsibility for the crimes committed by those who falsely claim to represent them, Bashar Assad shines light on foundational truths. He understands the root of the cancer destroying the world, and he understands the imperative for a correct diagnosis. In the following statement, he shatters the lies of fake progressives, of humanitarian interventions, of those who pretend to be liberal whilst at the same time supporting Al-Qaeda and Daesh terrorists. President Assad says, "As for Donald Trump, you might ask me a question and I give you an answer that might sound strange. I say that he's the best American president, not because his policies are good, but because he's the most transparent president. All American presidents perpetrate all kinds of political atrocities and all kinds of crimes, and yet still win the Nobel Prize and project themselves as defenders of human rights and noble and unique American values, or Western values in general. The reality is that they are a group of criminals who represent the interests of American lobbies, that is, the large oil companies and arms manufacturers and others. Donald Trump talks transparently, saying that what we want is oil. This is the reality of American policy, at least since the Second World War. We want to get rid of such and such a person, or we want to offer a service in return for money. This is the reality of American policy today. What more do we need than a transparent opponent? That is why the difference is in form only, whilst the reality is the same. When asked about the Kurds, President Bashar al-Assad again shattered Orientalist divisive notions with these observations. As for the Kurds themselves, most of them had good relations with the Syrian state, and they were always in contact with us and proposed genuine patriotic ideas. In some of the areas we entered, the reaction of the Kurds was no less positive or less joyful and happy than the reaction of other people there. President Bashar al-Assad understands the imperial machinations behind Balkanization projects and refuses to demonize all Kurds, especially since most would likely prefer to remain in a sovereign, pluralist, democratic Syrian state. On relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran, President Bashar al-Assad says, Syria will support Tehran against the United States' threats and illegal acts against the Iranian nation. He thanked the brotherly people of Iran and the Iranian leadership for the continued support for Syria in the face of the terrorist war waged against it, which threatens the security and stability of the entire region, if not the entire world, affirming that the victories achieved in Syria are victories for Syria and its allies. Finally, with reference to the Constitution, Bashar al-Assad underscores the importance of international law and United Nations Resolution 2254, which reinforces foundational rights of sovereignty and self-determination. United Nations Resolution 2254 reaffirms its strong commitment to the sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity of the Syrian Arab Republic, and to the purposes and principles of the Charter of the United Nations. Indeed, the failure of the United Nations and its agencies to implement and enforce its own stated principles has been self-evident throughout the course of this hideous Holocaust-generating imperial war against Syria and against civilization itself.